I was talking with a guy the other day who had rumours spread about him. And it's Chinese whispers, isn't it? A little lie spread about you becomes a bigger and bigger, more elaborate lie as it spreads until suddenly you're accused of wanking into the Queen's handbag. Which, if anyone has done, you should hold your head up high with pride. You'll never believe what I did the other day. We're always only 6 degrees of separation from being accused of wanking into the Queen's handbag. Oh, you know that Nathan Cassidy? He told a joke about wanking into the Queen's handbag on his podcast. Oh, yeah. And he's been to Buckingham Palace. Oh, yeah. I heard that. And did you hear there's very little visible security when you do the Buckingham Palace tour? Oh, yes. You could do anything, couldn't you? You could wank into the Queen's handbag. That proves it. Nathan Cassidy has wanked into the Queen's handbag. Give him a medal. And there we go. 6 degrees of separation. It's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, isn't it? When you can link any actor to Kevin Bacon within six connections. So yeah, the actor Nathan Cassidy did a short film with Sally Hawkins. Sally Hawkins was in Paddington. Hugh Grant was in Paddington. Guy Ritchie directed Hugh Grant in the film The Gentleman. Gentlemen use mobile phones and Kevin Bacon does shite adverts for EE. That kind of thing. But that's the thing, isn't it? We can use rumours to our advantage. Think about it. If you can influence 40 people, that's possible. 40 people. 5 close family, 5 close friends, 10 other friends. People you see once a year max, but call friends to make yourself feel better. 10 other family. People you never see apart from at funerals. 5 work colleagues, all of 3 of which you think are cunts. Is that 35? And then 5 people you interact with every day on social media. Fuck, they're brilliant people. I love those people. The ones you interact with the most, the ones that retweet you. The 5 people that always retweet you and look and like your stuff. I fucking love those people. You know, I've never said it before, but I love you more than my own children. People that retweet me all the time and like me all the time, every message, they're brilliant, you people. They're brilliant, better than my children, everyone I know put together. Yes, yes, my partner retweets me. Yeah, yes, my partner cares for me, but does she retweet me? Does she fuck? It used to be you complete me. Now it's you retweet me. Now, if you can influence 40 people, these 40 people, and that's easy, spread the gospel to 40 people and ask them to do the same to 40 other people. In only 6 iterations, 6 degrees of separation, 40 times 40 times 40, 6 times, you'd have 4 billion people. That's all you have to do. Persuade 40 people to talk to 40 people to talk to 40 people 6 times. That's 4 billion people. That's the number of adults and older children in the entire world. Don't try influencing younger children. There's no point. They're awful people. That's as pointless as wanking into the Queen's handbag. Okay, I masturbated in Buckingham Palace. Yeah, that's where the rumour comes from. I did, you know? You would, wouldn't you? There's public toilets there. I just masturbated in. I masturbated in Buckingham Palace. There was like a temporary port, and there was a portable, it doesn't matter. I just thought, I'm in Buckingham Palace, I've got to do it, yeah? Just, you know, just, can you spread the word to 40 people that I've masturbated in Buckingham Palace, please? I think it's going to get me some press. Get and ask those 40 people to talk to 40 other people, yeah? Not the same people, 40 other, but I need everyone in the world to know that I, Nathan Cassidy, have masturbated in Buckingham Palace. Oh dear. What I'm saying is, guys, we all feel worthless sometimes. And when rumours are spread about us, it hurts. But know that you can fight back. Get your truth out. Get your truth out. I didn't masturbate into the Queen's handbag. I masturbated in the toilets. Buckingham Palace. That's the truth, isn't it? The truth. Get your truth out. Fight back. Get your truth out to 40 people. The 40 people listening to this podcast right now. Oh man, we've had, I think we've had about 75, 80,000 downloads by the time you've listened to this. I'm blown away. So there's at least 40 people listening to this. Spread the word. Spread the word. And just see what happens.